Congratulations.
Thanks.
All right, we will go ahead and get started with our post-race media availabilities. We've now been joined by our race-winning crew chief, Adam Stevens. We will go ahead and go to questions. If you have a question for Adam, go ahead and raise your hand. We'll get a microphone to you, and we're going to go ahead and start here with John.
John Newby, Savage Ventures. Just from a broad standpoint, how do you even describe what just happened with all the different tire wear and, you know, basically all the chaos, everything else?
Chaos is probably a good word to start with. The craziest thing to me is after the practice we all had and some wear, but not like what we saw today, I would have bet my house that it would have been a long run, normal Bristol, you know, run through the stages, no problem. And it was not the case. And it was apparent very early on that first run that we were going to have problems. And I'm not saying it's not fun to run a race like that, but it'd be a little bit more fun if you expected it. And after practice, I did not. And it's, I mean, it's obviously cooler today, but it's not like it's cold. And the track temp was probably above the threshold that I would have guessed would have produced a race like that. So I would say us and 99% of the field were not optimized to that. So it was fun, though.
Well, actually, I'm glad you mentioned that, because I was curious. Do you have a sense after this all happened what the biggest factor in that difference was, you know, as far as temperature or something else?
Well, they changed the tire this time. And I do think that if we would have had the tire the previous Bristol right side, it would not have done it at that temperature. But they're working hard to make the tires wear out. And by golly, I think they hit it this time. That was shocking. God help us all, because if we're going to see this every week, that's going to shorten the careers of some people.
All right, we'll continue with questions. We'll go to Jacob.
Jacob Seelman, Race Face Digital. Adam, two for you. First, as a crew chief now that's worked with Bell for a bit, I know he's talked at length about what, you know, how badly he wants to win this race. How meaningful is it for you to be able to help, even with as chaotic as it was, to help deliver him this one?
Yeah, a win's a win. And a month from now, a year from now, you're not even going to remember all the circumstance. But whoever won this race was going to have to deal with a fair amount of circumstance, right? So that's just the way that this one was going to go down. But, it's any win you get's important. It's a great place to win a race. I've been fortunate to go to victory lane many times here in my life. And it's great for Bell. You know, he's won on the dirt. He's won on the concrete now, and it's definitely a feather in your cap to win the Bristol Night Race.
As looking towards the second round now, I mean, what does it say from inside the shop, from your guys' perspective, to see not just JGR sweep this first round, but with three of the four drivers sweep this round?
Yeah, you know, and the 54 was so close to getting his first win tonight, but it looks good for us, you know, just specifically for the 20, the next round. You know, we won Loudon a couple times and ran second at Kansas in the spring, admittedly not with our best stuff, and obviously our road course stuff's been strong, and we were in second at the Roval last year, so this round really shapes up well for us. It's a good opportunity for us to hopefully lead some laps and win some stages.
All right, we'll go Cameron.
Cameron Richardson, NASCAR.com. Adam, to your left, what is the learning curve from pit stop to pit stop almost? Because, like, how steep is that adaptation in race, having one idea at the start and then by lap 15, 20, all of a sudden you're having to rewrite the playbook essentially, and now it's all of a sudden a whole new ball game for you? Like, how is that? How is that adaptation? What is that? How steep is that adaptation?
It's extreme. And once the race starts, there's really not a lot you can do setup-wise to mitigate that. There's a few things, but not a lot. So it's down to the drivers and how hard they push. I think you saw the first run. Everybody's taking off, running full tilt, high 15s, low 16-second laps. And about 25 laps in, people started really slipping and sliding because they were down to cords from going all out for that long. And I think Bell mentioned it maybe lap 27 that he really felt like the tires were going away, and then you started seeing bald tires come off the car. So then it's just a matter of slowing down. You really just have to back your corner up and try to use as little brake as possible, and try to really stay in the spray, especially early in the run. That seemed to be critical, and really exit low as best you could, and just maximize your time in the spray and minimize the amount of work your tires were doing.
All right, we're going to go Doug and then Jordan. Go ahead, Doug.
Hey, Adam, Doug Turnbull from PRN and Five to Go Podcast. We had a lot of people that ended up putting on scuffs tonight, which when you considered the amount of tire wear, that was crazy. But I know we had so many short runs, so I guess that was possible. Like, when going into any race, how hard is it to plan to have sets of scuffs ready to go? Is that part of the strategy at all? And well, certainly tonight, were you planning to even use scuffs at all?
Well, you definitely have that in your playbook, and you have that allotment squared away and ready. And you're usually keeping those tires to the side and having them ready in case you get a short run and in case you're really burning through tires for whatever reason. So we put ours on our qualifying scuffs. You can't keep your practice scuffs, just your qualifiers. And we put those on early after we got the lucky dog. So we burn ours up sooner. But there was a point in time in the race where we actually had to put on a set of tires that we previously had on in the race to get squared back up with tire usage for everyone. And had we not done that, we wouldn't have had tires to put on late. So that was a little tough to find the right time to do that. But knowing that you're going to go backwards, you know, but we had to get back square. So, yeah, I mean, clearly we weren't planning on that, but you have to be ready for it. Yep.
All right, Jordan.
Jordan Bianchi, The Athletic. As a crew chief, and I apologize, you got asked this already, I got here late. When did you realize this was a completely different race than what a lot of people thought it was going to be, you know, 24 hours ago?
Yes, and I don't know if I said it already, but I would have bet my house that it was going to be a normal Bristol race. And it was about lap 25, 26, when they were going full tilt, you know, 15, 90, 16 flat on that first run, that guys really started slipping and sliding. And coming in way early with you know, no rubber left on their tires. And I think Bell mentioned it about lap 27. But he had gone so hard so early that we weren't able to stretch it as long as those other guys, and that's what got us a lap down early.
Good thing you didn't bet your house.
Pardon?
Good thing you didn't bet your house.
Yeah, you're right.
Track temperature. This seems to be, the difference that everybody's pointing towards. Does track temperature really make that much of a difference between what we saw in the spring versus what we saw tonight?
Well, there was also a right side tire change, right? So I don't think we knew this a while back, but we have come to find that there is a temperature that the concrete isn't going to take rubber with a particular tire. You know, if we had the previous right side, I don't think it would have done that at that temperature we saw today. But certainly didn't do it at all in practice. Obviously, it was elevated, but we all know the track temp's going down. I just don't feel like most of us felt like it was going to get down low enough to do that. Being this brand new right side, though, we know they were trying to achieve that goal, but you just don't know until you know.
Go ahead, Dustin.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. How much did this team need a win?
I think you always need a win. You need bonus points, and you know, given some recent frustrations, a win always helps. But it doesn't fix anything. You know what I mean? It's just it's a frustrating sport. It's going to continue to be frustrating. A win is a Band-Aid, but it doesn't fix anything. You know, I think that we all have work to do. We're all trying to be our best, and if you do your best and you win six or seven times, you're still going to get your ass whooped 30 times, you know, and you have to find a way to not be okay with it, but to build off of it. And that's something we have to work on.
So what needs fixing where in, you know, six, seven weeks you could be racing for a championship?
Well, it's all right in front of us. You know, we had lofty goals this year, and you start on that white sheet of paper like we do in the off season, and the first goal is to win the championship. And that is absolutely 100% still on the table, and that's what we're working towards.
All right, Bob, go ahead.
Bob Pockris, Fox Sports. Has it surprised you that it's been since like the fourth or fifth race of the year that to get back to victory lane? And did you feel like you guys were off a little bit?
It did surprise me, yes. I think we looked the other day, and I think it's been 16 races since we won the All-Star race. which isn't a tremendous amount of time, but it felt like a long time because we've had, by and large, such good speed between now and then. And that's inherently frustrating when you can't capitalize on it. And, you know, the reasons why you're not capitalizing are probably week to week. And it just comes down to execution and qualifying a little better and having track position late in the races. And we got to close that gap if we want to be consistent winners.
Okay, go ahead, Chris.
Chris Weaver, WGHP, Fox 8 High Point. How did you manage Christopher Bell during that race to make sure he didn't drive too hard and wear it out too quickly?
Yeah, he just needs facts. He needs to know how long the previous run was and how many laps he has on his tires and how many laps we ask him to go. And then he can decide how hard to push. It'd be interesting to see now that as a sport, we've done this twice now and how much control they really have over that. It did get a tiny bit better through the race, but not a lot. So it really comes down to what they're doing and your setup. But like I said, I don't think most of us were expecting that. So I think we were all pretty aggressive on our setup. So the drivers have a lot of work to do when it comes down to managing like that.
That said, about the setups, could you turn around and do this race again tomorrow under the same conditions and have a setup that would work?
I think you could have a setup that probably went comfortably maybe 20 laps longer. Beyond that, boy, I think you'd be hard pressed, but you could definitely get some more laps out of your tires if you built the entire car that way.
All right, and we're going to wrap with Zach so I can let Adam go and bring up Coach. Go ahead, Zach.
Zach Sterniolo, NASCAR.com. Adam, I know you mentioned here the recent frustrations, and we spoke about it yesterday as well. The fact that you guys rebound 1 week later, and I don't even know if rebound's the right word, but you come to the track the next week and execute the way that you guys did today. How much does a run like this prove out the strength and mentally and the resiliency and professionalism of this 20 team and Christopher behind the wheel?
Certainly resilience and professionalism. Yes. We're all big boys trying to do a hard job. And we have every tool and every piece of the puzzle to do it. And, you know, you don't have a race, especially like this, or really any race, without some circumstances affecting the outcome. And you know, my point to him last week was, you know, whatever gap there is between where we are and where we want to be, it might feel big, but it's not big. You know, it just takes a couple pieces of the puzzle, a right restart here and there, a little better qualifying, and we can have nights like this.
All right, Adam. Congratulations again on that win. Thank you for spending some time with us.
Thank you.